Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our fiqh program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 17th of Dhul Hijjah, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 6th of July, 2023. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the first question is, the days of Hajj are over, but we are still in the season of sacred months as Zulhijjah is part of them. What can we still do for the remainder of this month?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasooli al-kareem, amma ba'd, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are three questions here. Number one is our Islamic calendar. So if you want to understand our Islamic calendar, you must go to chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi thna ashara shahra fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa samawati wal ard. Verily the number of months by Almighty Allah, that Almighty Allah prescribed, ordained it, the day he created the entire universe, and then he already declared and ordained and prescribed there'll be 12 lunar months. So our calendar is from time immemorial, number one. From the 12 months, minha arba'atun hurum, four are sacred months. So which are the four sacred months? The Quran Sharif is silent. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ Surah 16, verse 44. حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ will make tabiyin, explain in detail what was revealed for the ummah. وَلَأَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ So they must wonder, ponder and reflect. So in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَاتٌ ذُلْقَعَدَةٌ وَذُلْحِجَّةٌ and the month of Muharram. And why these 3 months? Zulqa'dah, the people have a safe passage to go to Baytullah, perform the Hajj. Zulhijjah, they will be busy with the Hajj. Those days were not jumping in a plane and that. So it takes them 1 month. You go walking, you go by camel, you go by horse, by donkey, whatever means of conveyance they could find. And then Muharram is Qudumul Hujjaj. The Hajjis are returning and so forth. And then the fourth month, the month of Rajab. So during the course of the year, a person wants to go, so for Umrah, so then he has a safe passage to go. He know there's no highway robbers, nobody will hijack him and go and rob him and so forth and molest them or their wives and children and so forth. So that is the wisdom behind that. Then we see there's one issue. Anything you want to appreciate it, al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha, then things are always recognized by the opposite. So you look at the calendar that is now everywhere almost in the world. When I went to China, so they have, you must remember, the dragon calendar, then they have the snake calendar, then they have the swine calendar, and every year they have different. So if you take the Gregorian calendar, you will see just now it comes September, then October, November, December. So September, Sept, what it means? 7. October, Oct, it means 8. November, Nov, means 9. December means 10. It shows that their new year was on the 1st of March. And then the changes came. So there was a Pope Gregory, and he was running around with the idol also. And Janus was the idol. It had two faces, one face of good and one face of evil. So that's how January came into existence, dedicating it to Janus, the idol. Then still they couldn't come right. Then they brought February, another idol of theirs. And still they couldn't come right. And then they said, okay, make a lunar year and so forth. So bichara, that poor guy, he was born on the 29th of February. So his birthday will come after 4 years. So anything that's man-made will always have imperfections, inconsistencies, and so forth. That's a different issue that the Ummah today have neglected how Quran Sharif says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam complains to Almighty Allah, my people, my nation, they have abandoned and neglected the Quran. So this ummah by and large have by neglected, remember, the Islamic lunar calendar. You ask people what's the date today, majority wouldn't know. So you must remember, therefore we must give currency to it. Therefore I, in my programs, I only mention the Islamic date. The other date, everybody knows it. Muslim know it, non-Muslim know it. So that is the weakness of the Ummah. We must give currency to it. So that is one issue. Then next issue, in the next verse, Surah 9, verse 37, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. Nasi means a ta'khir, that you play and fiddle with the Islamic month. So that is what the kuffar used to do. Remember that. The next month is coming, now Muharram. They say, no, not Muharram. Now is month of Rabiul Awwal. Then when Rabiul Awwal come, they'll say it's Muharram. So if you look at the Saudis, same thing they are doing. You must remember, they fiddle and play with the calendar. So there in Tumeir, 22, 23 British people were there. The moon was not sighted. When the moon was announced, remember, it was 1-2 minutes before sunset or 1-2 minutes after sunset. Impossible ever to see it. But even with telescope and all that, impossible to see it at that time. But you must remember, it's not from now. For past 30, 40 years, this is going on. So therefore, we told you that the Saudi government, the kuffar, and innama an-nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri. Quran Sharif is for all times and all places and all circumstances. We don't have to carry favor with people and politicians, organizations and governments and so forth. What is the truth? We have to speak, so you must remember that. Then what must we do? That was your question. So when the hijrah took place to Medina Munawwara and then Fateh Makkah took place, what he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la hijrat ba'd al-fath. Then now after Fateh Makkah, there won't be a hijrah like that. That hijrah was for the Eid. Whoever was able, capable, male, female, everybody had to undertake it. Unless you could not manage it, illa al-mustadafin, so you were exempted, but normal people, everybody had to undertake it. But we see that got finished, and now what is the hijrat? Wal-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. So remember, the true muhajir is he, man hajara, ay man taraka. So ma nahallahu an, whatever Allah prohibited us to do, so we must abstain from that. To do actions is very easy, but to abstain and refrain, that is difficult. Therefore, taqwa means apne aap ko bachana. That the first meaning of taqwa is to abstain and refrain. That, you see, amanu taqullah, amanu taqullah. So after iman, then is taqwa. So we have to stay away and abstain from all vices and all sins. See, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's hadith in Tirmidhi. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hands, took Sayyidina Abu Huraira's hand in his hand, in his yadihi al-sharifa, in his mubarak hand, and said, start counting 1, 2, 3, 5 advices. I'll just mention the first one. Ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Stay away from haram food, haram eating, haram drinking, haram places, haram actions, haram speech, everything that's haram. Then you will be the greatest worshipper of Allah Ta'ala. Today the ummah taught we must just do and do, but continue with the haram. See how many people went for hajj. How many people went for hajj? 2 million. How many people's lives have changed? Even 10% you will not get. You must remember that. Why? The Shair put very nicely that we just know 3-4 poems. You know, one of them is this. Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, haj ki Ganga ki bhi. We said today's lesson is that lessons one must learn about Hajj and Qurbani and so forth. So this poem is very apt here. Hajj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Hajj ki Ganga ki bhi. The people went to Baytullah and made Hajj. And then they went to the Ganges River where the Hindus go. It don't mean physically you go there. I remember our own people in the 60s, 70s, they used to go for Hajj. After that, they must book a ticket to India and then they'll come home. You say, why you want to go? Some will say, Gam Jawanu, we must go our Gam, our village. Others will say, no, we must meet the Bollywood actors. And they used to consider that as a fakhar, as a sharaf, as an honor for them. So what you call that? Hajj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Hajj ka Ganga ki bhi. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. So today the Ummah is in this. So remember, we want to please Almighty Allah, we want to please Shaitan and Lucifer and his cronies. So that can never happen. Shaitan will be pleased, but Allah will never be pleased. Almighty Allah wants a definite commitment from us, and then we must try our level best. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam in its totality, in its entirety. So not halfway, it's not the supermarket, there's pick and choose and so forth. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow in the footsteps of Satan and Lucifer. Surah 2, verse number 208. So that is the lesson we must learn now.
Mufti Saab, as a new South African Muslim, what is the procedure for a person to go and prepare for Hajj, from applying to being accepted spiritually?
MashaAllah, you know, today is not simple. You must remember, whether you are a born Muslim or whether you embrace Islam and that, they got certain structures in place and so forth. So first thing you will have to do when you are a Muslim, male, female, you will have to register with Sahuk. Now, if you look at Sahuk, they got thousands of people on the waiting list and that. I know of people, they contact me, they say, we're waiting for 5 years, and how come we're not going? I say, what can we know? You must contact Sahuk, you know. And then they will tell you, but this person went last year and the previous year, and again he went. So that happens in two ways. Either they get mujamala, courtesy visa and so forth, because that the embassy gives, you must remember that. And then we must speak the truth. There is so much corruption going on there, you must remember, at the embassy also. Some people come and tell me they bought their visas and so forth and so on. They pay 30, 50, 80, 90,000 rand, you must remember that. So all this goes on. So we're not telling you to go that route. You must remember that is haram, obviously. La'ana Allahu al-Rashi wal-Murtashi wal-Ra'ish. In Islam, to give the bribery is haram, to receive it, and the third party also is cursed. And the hadith in Bayhaqi, and remember that Islam condemns it. So anyway, we must do things, you're going for Hajj the proper way. So register yourself with Sahuk, read 2 rakat salat daily, and read Surah 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make the means and the asbab that you go for Hajj. Then you must then contact the agent and so forth, and then all the logistics, you must have your passport and all those type of things. So all that are preparations you will have to do from now already, not last minute, then your name come out, now you want to look for passport and that. And then you cry to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala makes the means, inshallah. So that is our advice, you must remember that. You must choose which agent you want to go with. Every agent is not the same. Their prices will differ. Lot of things to consider.
Mufti Saab, what lessons can be learned from Hajj 1444?
Many, many lessons, whether it's Hajj 1444, or whether it's 1400, or whether it's 1405, or whatever. For example, the first 5-6 lessons one will learn is from the term Makkah already. What is Makkah? Makkah means to crush, to break us. So you must remember that in our home countries, we muster somebody. I muster trustee, I muster millionaire, I muster billionaire. I got this, I got that, I got 10 people, 20 people working under me. So now when you go there, you're making tawaf. So and people are pushing this way, that way. Somebody is trapping your toes and all that. In a haram, you can't complain also. And then you go Mina, And then, you know, our people, how fussy they are. So that they don't want to come back after the first day. Majority of them, they stay in Azizia. So which is wrong, obviously. So you must remember that. Then you come to Muzdalif, Arafat, then Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah, Malyaneh, Balyaneh. We have to sleep on the land and sand. So see, the other day I saw that the President, Prime Minister of Cote d'Ivoire, you understand, Ivory Coast. So you must remember, he told the protocol committee and that of Saudi, go, I'm not interested in you all, and I must come there in your palaces. I'm going to sleep there on the floor, there in Mus. So that is the Haji, you see. That is the Haji. So you prepare. Quran says this, Summa afidu min haythu afadun nas. The Quraysh were so arrogant and proud, they should say, Nahnu sukanul haram. We are the residents of the haram. So we can't leave the haram. Allah says, okay, that Mina, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, M3, that constitutes the haram. Arafat is out of the haram. And you must go to Arafat. If you don't go Arafat, then your hajj is not valid. Al hajju Arafat, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Wa hadha al hadith Ummul Manasik, Imam Tirmidhi wrote, that this hadith is the pinnacle, is the essence, is the nucleus of the hajj. So it shows that it is to crush us. We have artificial value system. Remember that people are judged by the wealth they have, the context they have, how many people they have. So that in Islam it's not like that. You must remember that. Surah 49 and verse number 13, 1-3. Ya ayyuhan nas. See, Allah speaks. Just look at it. You call this rabt. You don't understand? Allah Ta'ala speaks about Hajj in Surah Hajj. Allah speaks of Qiyamah right in the beginning. I mean, it's something to think about. So Hajj, one lesson is that when we wear our ihram, so it is two towels. So already we must be thinking that this is my kafan. See, what a lesson. Surah 22, verse 1. Ya ayyuha an-nasu taqoo rabbakum inna zalzalata as-saati shay'un 'azeem. The tremor that will take place on that day, the convulsions that will take place that day are very, very severe. Azim. What will happen on that day? Surah 22, verse 2, and that is Surah Hajj. To tell you 1 million, 2 million, all this is propaganda, lies from the Saudi side. That 2 million, 2.5 million is a record crowd. In 92, you must remember, there were over 3 million, 4 million people. We were there. So we know, so remember that, but they want to take credit for everything there. So turn everything in favor of MBS and his crooked people, shaitans. So remember, Allah speaks about it. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ Amma arda'at wa tada'u dhatuka hamlin hamlaha. So people, remember, the woman, they will forget breastfeeding their baby. Those who are pregnant will have a miscarriage and so forth. Wataran nasa sukara wa ma hum bisukara. You will think they drunk, intoxicated. They're not drunk and intoxicated. Walakinna adhab Allahi shadid. But people must know the punishment of Allah is very severe. So Hajj is the micro and Qiyamah is the macro. So that is showing you how people will be in that alam, in that realm, in that world of nafsi, nafsi, everybody worried of himself. So how many lessons we learned already? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. That is the slogan of the lover. And we are not complaining. Ya Allah, whatever you say, we will fulfill our duty with beauty. You told us to walk, we will walk. You tell us to run, we will run. You tell us to sleep on the land and sand, we will sleep. We are prepared to meet you. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. That is the, so our kafan is with us. Remember that. So that is the lesson you are learning. Then you go now, Mina. Now the toilets are not according to our satisfaction because we stayed in five-star hotels. You go to Arafat, it's open field there. So why Arafat? Arafat is dead Maidan. Ma min nabiyin illa waqad hajja. Every nabi from Nabi Adam alayhi salam right to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every nabi went there. Second one, remember every Nabi read the dua there. La ilaha illallah wahdahu. La sharika lahu. Lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamdu wa wa ala kulli shayin qadir. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Then you see that the Ahd al-As took place there. Wadi al-Na'man it was called. Open Mishkat, open Musnad Ahmad, you will find it. Allah Ta'ala created the arwah and the souls before creating Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and asked Allah Ta'ala, posed this question, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Qalu bala, why not? You are our creator, you are our nourisher. Therefore, we tell the Hujjaj, when you are in Maidan Arafat, you must say, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna. You knew, I was now 3-4 weeks ago there in Heidelberg to go renew my driving license, you know. So, we go to Hajj to renew the pledge we took with Allah in Alam Arwah. So, see, everywhere there are lessons to be learned. Muzdalifa, so there we're going to sleep in open land, under the skies and all these things. And Allah's Qudrat, it very seldom rains there in Muzdalifa. Arafat, it will rain, but Allah Ta'ala has mercy on His benevolence and mercy. It rains, but very seldom, you understand, because everybody is out in the open field and so forth. So even when I went in 2001, you know, we went whereas with the Duyufu Khadimil Haramain Sharifain. It was for Hajj time that time. And I was the only one invited from South Africa. So all Allah's mercy, you know. So it's a very powerful, smart Hajj they take you for, you know. So Muzdalifa on the floor, everybody. But very nice they make it out. They have a cordoned area and they put like a fence there around. So they give you all the facilities. But sleep, everything, no bed and all that. They'll have mattresses, they'll have this, they'll have all these kind of things. But very good facilities, but still you're on the floor. You must remember that. So what I'm trying to say, when I made a Hajj in 75, with Kogir, you know, so Kogir, that time, now I don't know, but in the 60s, 70s, when the old man was alive, Abdul Aziz Kogir, he passed away a long time ago. So he used to have, like, you know, I can't say bed, but like springs, like, you know. So you don't sleep on the floor, you have like a bed there, like a spring there. And then on that, he used to put the mattresses. So his Muzdalifa was well, he had his own camp, like, you know. So his buses all used to come in there. If it's 5 buses, they all used to come there. Nowadays, it's not like that. Wherever you go, you're going walking, you reach Muzdalifa, you get place, you just park, they finish. And if you got buses coming in, then the buses to get in also is big problem. Take 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. And if they come, one will park here, one will park there. They hardly meet in that. But Kogir that time was not like that. They all knew where they must meet, and he had his camp, and they put the springs there and the mattress and everybody. So very nice he had it, you know. And they had special food and all those kind of things there. So all these are the lessons you learn of Hajj, that how temporary life is, you know. So many things you just make do with, you see. You're not fussy and so forth. And like that, that you take lessons of Hajj. Now Tawaf, you have to perform Tawafu Ziyara. Now the crowd is so big. And you with your wife. Now imagine what's going to happen. And then after one day, the wife will say she's bleeding. Then you have another problem and so forth. You must remember that. So all these are lessons we have to learn of Hajj. You must remember that. So therefore, if you want to really appreciate Hajj, and Urdu, they say, Ye to ek aashikana safar hai. It's a whole journey from beginning to ending, a journey of love. Why we remove our clothes? We want to show our love for Allah Ta'ala. Why we shave our hair? We want to show Allah this hair. Allah knows everything and our intention. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. See, I show you the beauty. We started that. See, I show you the beauty of the Islamic calendar. Ramadan. Ramadan means that we must burn our sins. تَحْرِيقُ الذُّنُوبِ. First 20 days, Ya Allah, I'm not eating, I'm not drinking, not fulfilling lust and desire with wife and husband, whatever the case might be, for the male with the wife and for the wife with the husband and so forth. So, last 10 days come, there's a progression in that love, you see. Now what we love the most, our wife, our children, our shop, our job, we leave all that, we go 10 days etikaf. Why? We're showing our love to Allah Ta'ala. I'm coming right to your house, to your door. I want Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Then when the moon is sighted for Shawwal, for Eid al-Fitr, then Al-Hajj Ashurum Ma'lumat takes place. What is Ashurum Ma'lumat? Min Eidin ila Eidin. From the first of Shawwal to the tenth of Zulhijjah, and that are your months of Hajj. So simple, from Eid al-Fitr to Eid al-Adha. So what is it? Now our love is showed, we displayed it, we won't eat, we won't drink. We won't stay at home, we will go for i'tikaf. Now we will leave our country. We will leave those who are nearest and dearest to us, our parents, our children. What sacrifice parents make. They leave their Maryam, they leave their Abu Bakr, they leave their Zaid, they leave their Fatima, Zainab. 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. They're crying, the children are crying. But the love for Allah is there. And now they're going for Hajj Baytillah. See, it's a big sacrifice. And then you are going there to show your love for Almighty Allah. So if the love is there and the intention is there, then everything else. It doesn't mean now that we paid the money, 100,000, 200, 250, 300,000 per person. Then the contract we signed, we expect that to be fulfilled. Remember that. It don't mean that the agent must say, no, you're a lover, you mustn't complain. So that is not the... This is a contract by Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. You must fulfill your contracts and obligations. So Surah 5, verse number 1. So that is how we learn lessons from Hajj. Remember that. And then, you know, there are so many other issues we can discuss quickly. So now people are coming back. Even today somebody asked me, they say, please send me the dua that when my family is coming, what must I tell them? So our brother Suleiman, he prepared that dua just the other day. Very good. قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكْ. Allah Ta'ala accept your hajj. وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكْ. And Allah Ta'ala forgive your sins. And وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكْ. Allah Ta'ala compensate you more for compared to what you spent and so forth. So beautiful, wonderful dua in Tabarani. قَبِلَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكْ. وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكْ وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكْ. And you the Haji, what dua must you make? Beautiful dua in Ibn Majah. Allahumma hajjatan. You can read hajjatan or hijjatan, both ways. Allahumma hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they're leaving Makkah. They entered on the 4th of Zulhijjah. On the night of the 14th, they are leaving. Just 10 days, including the days of Hajj. And Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, everything, all they've done. Now it's time for departure to set the precedent for humanity, posterity. Allahumma, Ya Allahu, O beloved Allah. Hajjatan or Hijjatan both. That, Ya Allah, such a Hajj, La Riya'a Fiha. It is not done to impress the eyes of people. Wala sum'a, and not to impress the ears of people. Rawahu ibn Majah. And remember that you, the people, when you meet the Haji, then tell him that he must make dua for you, that Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua. Liman istaghfara lahu al-hajj. You must remember that for whoever the Hujjaj make dua, then inshallah the duas are accepted. So there are many lessons like that we should learn.
Mufti Sahib, the question here is, those people who bribe their way into Hajj, should they be complimented and embraced when they come back?
So remember that if a person steals a knife and now he makes kurbani or he slaughters a chicken and that, and today he invites me and you. So now what you will say? We will say the chicken is halal, we will say the kurbani is valid and so forth, if it's kurbani time. But the sin that is between him and Almighty Allah, that is totally haram what he's doing. So similarly, yeah, the person, he bribed his way, he got this thing. So his reward will be minimized. But you see, there are two separate issues. Is the Hajj valid? The Hajj is valid. Will he be rewarded? He'll be rewarded very little, remember that. And we will not call that really a hajj maqbool, a hajj mabroor, and so forth. We can make dua, embrace him, all these type of things. But the law of Islam is this. We will say, if he says qasam wallahi, I perform hajj. So we'll say, yes, you perform hajj. But whether it's maqbool or mardood and all that and rejected, so that is there. See what Quran says. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha read the ayat. Then she was asking, inquiring the Master alayhi salam, who are these people whose hearts are trembling that and they're going to return to Almighty Allah? Are they those people, yasriqoon, wa yasnoon, and all these type of things, doing haram, that they committed murder, or they stole, or zina, fornication, adultery, and all that? La la la, ya binta siddiq. No. It's not what you are thinking. They are those people, yusalloon, wa yasumoon, wa yatasaddaqoon. They're reading salat, they're fasting, giving charity, wa yakhafoon, but they fear. Whether their dua, their ibadat will be accepted or not. So that is what we should have. Anything we do, again, that is mentioned in the Quran. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son, they rebuilt, reconstructed the Kaaba Musharrafa. Surah 2, verse 127, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Cry to Allah for qabooliyat and acceptance. Because Allah has a law, innama yataqabbalu Allahu min al-muttaqeen. Innama, you know that much, Mawlana. Innama comes for hasar and qasar. Only exclusively Allah will accept only from those who got taqwa and true piety. So people who bribed in this, we will say no reward or very little reward. But the hajj will be valid. That is how you will understand it. Remember that.
Last question.
And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu on this ayat is to say that one is to do the action and one is to beg Allah for qabooliyat. To ask Allah for qabooliyat is more important than doing the action. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say.
Last question before we go for the break. Mufti Sahib, the pebbles used for hitting the jamarat, they are washed and they are repacked for ajis for next hajj. Is this okay? Also, most stones that you find are not stone but concrete pieces. Is this allowed?
Remember that if you know the history, when we perform Hajj 75 and all this kind of thing, the 70s and then, 80 and whatever. So it was one pillar and around the pillar was a ring. And then the people come, they throw. And tall guys like me, they miss the pillar, they throw on my forehead and a lot of things used to happen. Now for the past 10, 20 years, they made like a big side screen, like a wall, So you can't miss that. Even a blind person can throw and all. Now when we used to go for Hajj in those days, and some ulama even wrote it in the kitab, they wrote that this is a miracle, that you must remember the Hujjaj who perform Hajj, understood, and their Hajj is accepted, then the Malaika come and take their pebbles away, and so forth. And those whose Hajj is rejected, then the pebbles remain. But you see, if you look at it today, I saw it so many times. Whilst you're pelting, you must remember that you see the bulldozers coming in and taking all the pebbles. I saw it many times, that with my own eyes. So that story there is not 100% correct. You must remember that. To say the angels come and the pebbles are lying there and the bulldozers come and all that. And then they take it away and whatever, they wash it and what. So all that is fine. There's no problem with that. The aim is what? Ramyam, we say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Ridan lir Rahman. We do this so that we want to please Allah Ta'ala. And watarghim li shaitan. And it must be to disgrace shaitan. But what is the asal of it? The asal of it is this, that when Nabi Ibrahim, asal means the origin, when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was going, taking his son Ismail alayhi salam with very young, tender age, I'm going to sacrifice him, slaughter him. So Satan, Lucifer, Iblis, Shaitan came, made waswasa. And then he'd pick up the stone, the pebble, and he threw in that direction. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So we are imitating and emulating him. I read that what I sent told you, you also. So who is Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam? In my Eid lecture also I mentioned it there. سَلَّمَ نَفْسَهُ So linniran. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam gave himself to the fire. You know the story, Yana Rukurni Barda. وَسَلَّمَ وَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ He gave his son for qurbani. وَسَلَّمَ أَهْلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ He took his wife, Sayyidah Hajar, and left her there in Makkah, بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ in the Baitikal Muharram. No vegetation, no habitation, nothing. وَسَلَّمَ مَا لَهُ لِلْضَيْفَانِ He wouldn't eat alone. He looked for people and then eat. So his wealth was like that. وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ لِلْشَيْطَانِ See, there's it there. So his rami was for shaitan. That you, shaitan, you don't come and interfere here with me. You waswisu fi sudurin nas. And then he went there to the idols and he hit with them with the right hand. You know, a right hand blow. A right hook, like we say. So, darbam bil yameen, Quran says. So, what he did, سَلَّمَ دَرْبَهُ لِلْشَيْطَانِ So, أَسَلَّمَ دَرْبَهُ أَيْلِ الطُّغْيَانِ So, all these shaitani forces and all that, he did with his right hand, he gave it. وَسَلَّمَ إِرْزَهُ لِلسُّلْطَانِ And then Namrud was there. He said, أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتِ He said, okay, if you say you give life and death, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْتِي بِشَمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ So Allah brings the sun from the, makes it rise from the east. You make it rise from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ So that is the meaning. For then, he did all this. فَصَارَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَنِ That is how he became Khalilur Rahman. So there are many other things you can add there also. But those are the main ones. So the lesson we must learn is, we imitating the Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam in our qurbani, in our hajj, in so many aspects of our daily life also. And today, see this lesson. Just see the disgrace. That's why وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ I sent it to you. So, Mawlana. So, when Allah wants to honor people, people want to disgrace him, but Allah elevates a person. And when people want to honor people, Allah disgraces them all. You got two shaitans. You understand? One, the Pharaoh of Egypt, Sisi. Another harami, murtad. And you got, he is there, another chamcha sidekick. He is Sheikhul Azhar al-Tayyib. To call them Sheikh is a disgrace, you must remember that. So see, they are very active in the Abrahamic Accord. He meets the Pope and he meets this guy and this and he meets the Jutlas and all these kind of things there. So there's no such thing as Abrahamic Accord. Anybody promotes it, anybody speaks in favor of it, straight away is out of the fold of Islam. He's murtad straight away. Ma kana Ibrahim, just chapter 3, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyo, wala Nasraniyo, wala kinkana Hanifa Muslima. Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew, was not a Christian, was not a Mushrik, wa ma kana min Mushrikin. So he was Hanifa Muslima. He turned away from the false ideologies and Muslim. Every Nabi, Prophet, Messenger was, is Muslim. Only for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Nabi Ibrahim. We read Fajr Salat, we read Ishraq Salat, we read Salatul Duha, we read Zohar, then we read any Salat you read. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. So what is the meaning of Al? We have to ask Imam Malik rahimahullah that. When the Ansar's children, grandchildren came, the Muhajirin children, grandchildren came, they asked Imam Malik, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, man alu Muhammad. He said, when I read the Quran, Surah 40, verse 46, Allah Ta'ala says, wa yawma taqumu sa'a adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadd al-adhab. So if Ali Fir'aun means Kullu manittaba'a Fir'aun, then Alun Nabi, Ali Ibrahim means Kullu manittaba'a Khalil Allah Ibrahim alayhi salam, wa Kullu manittaba'a Habib Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the answer. See, What the istidlal, you call it, you see. So when you follow them, so you are part of them, remember that. So the shayateen, see the Pharaoh, and he is a sidekick, you see. He calls himself Sheikhul Azhar. Eid al-Adha, they reading, there in the royal palace and all that. Now the shaitan, he reads, he say, Allahu Akbar, all that. Now he wants to read the Qirat. He left out the whole Surah Fatiha. And then he read Idha Ja'a. Don't you know, according to you, that is your people's fatwa in Azhar. La salata illa bi fatiha til kitab. Your salat is null and void without Surah Fatiha. See the Pharaoh, you don't expect him to correct you. Where are all the other chamchas of Azhar and other sheikhs and all of that? They fear the Sisi, the Pharaoh. They fear the Azhar Sheikh so much. Not one of them could rectify him. Even a small child knows you must read Surah Fatiha. See, that is disgrace. The whole Egypt is making a mockery of them now. He say, you're supposed to be Sheikhul Azhar. You don't even know this masla that your salat is null and void. Because we say Allah is disgracing you. Even your Eid salat is not valid, you haramis. Because you bootleg the Israelis. When our Mujahid, he killed 3 people of the Jutlas and dispatched them to hell. You harami went to give them $3 million. See how Allah disgraces you. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُذِلُّ. So that is the lesson you must learn. Never bootleg people, remember that. That is one of the biggest disgrace of our Maulvis, our Sheikh, Imams, and 90%, you must remember. Selling the deen to curry favor with governments and authorities. And see the disgrace now. That is. So we must mention this in our news and everything, because we got documentary evidence, you must remember that. So that is what Islam teaches us. Name them, shame them, and nail them.
Mufti Saab has left us on a heated mode, so inshallah we go for a break. Meet you after this.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, and our listeners of Sirius FM, we return to this program. Mufti Saab, the question here is, if someone was so busy cutting for many people and through this forgetfulness thought he did his qurbani but he never did, is there any way to cover up for it?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He made so much qurbani, he forgot his old qurbani. So first thing you must do is Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. Surah 2 verse 286, remember that. Ya Allah, do not punish us for that which we did or whatever happened. Nasina in nasina, forgetfully. Aw akhta'na, or if inadvertently it happened. So Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving, but it doesn't mean that nice thing, end of the story. I just give you mine. I paid over 3,000 rand each, right? So for my qurbani, and then my wife got 6,500. So we paid, finishing. Willingly, loving, the end of the story. So you must take 3,000 rand, brother, and go give the poor Muslims. So then in the future, you won't forget and all these type of things here. You see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi yadihi ash-sharifa in Hajj, all that, 63 camels, the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu sacrificed 37 camels. 100 camels were brought, you understood? Remember that. And then another question, because time is going quickly, so I must just rectify this little bit also. You see, a famous question is asked. Now the Hajis are coming. Yesterday I went for Salat here to Khanka. One guy came rushing. He said, Mufti Sahab, I want to thank you. You told me I must do this. I just came back from Hajj and all. Not that he came to meet me or something. It was just by accident he met me in the masjid or so. So he came there. I said, no, make dua khalas. End of the story. So now our people, they got this in their head that when you come back from Hajj for 40 days, your Hajj, your duas are accepted. Nowhere in Quran, hadith, fatawa of Sahaba, you will find 40 days. What you find is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and his verdict. And remember, whenever you see, when you meet the great ulama, they will always tell you, you must make rujuk, refer to the original sources. If you read Fadail Hajj, you must remember of Hazrat Sheikh, so some mistake took place there. So there is written on page, the copy I got, Fadail Hajj, that only Fadail Hajj, you know. So I got it right in front there. So it's written there, 20th of Rabiul Awwal. But when you go see the original, so Lataif al-Ma'arif by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah, which we have also, so there is written 10th Rabiul Awwal. So you must say that one there, that Shaykh is mashallah, great Shaykhul Hadith. So somebody made a mistake there in the typing or whatever it was on the writing. So remember, so we will say from the time your Hajj is finished, you're coming home, till 10th Rabiul Awwal, your du'as are accepted. And that is the verdict and the saying of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. So not 20th Rabiul Awwal, and not, you must remember, 40 days. So these are things that we must understand properly also.
Mufti Sahib, someone says, is it true that there are now air-conditioned chalets in Arafah, and is this acceptable to stay in these places?
So you must remember that they know the Ummah. The whole Hajj now has become a religious holiday. Remember that. If you got money, my friend from Medina, he sends me messages from what's happening inside. So if you want Hajj, you can pay 1 million riyals a day. If you want second class Hajj, you pay 800,000. If you want a Hajj, you want to pay 500,000. If you want another Hajj, quarter million. So depending how much you will spend, everything they'll give you. You must remember this. So is that Hajj? It's not Hajj that, obviously. It's just what you call a religious holiday. They got TV there. They will have jacuzzi there. They will have that massaging chairs there. They will, everything you get on Wi-Fi there, internet there, all this type of thing. So you, instead of the, for what Allah Ta'ala made Arafat open maidan, open field, for what? For what Allah made Makkah bi wadin ghayri dhi zar'in, for what? So for this reason, O Ummah, your hearts are saturated with the love of this world. When you come here, then don't look for the glitter and glamour and so forth. You must turn more and more to Allah Jalla Wala. So Makkah, Arafat. So these are your main places. So you must remember that Makkah is an open valley desert and Arafat is open maidan and so forth. But they want to change it. I went personally. Leave everybody else. I remember 10-15 years ago. So I went, I took General Islam's letterhead and I went there. We wrote a letter and I gave it to the Ra'is of the Haramain Sharifain. He was so impressed with the letter, he even shook my hand. He said, very good letter. I complained about three things. I said that how come you guys got urinals? Men in Ihram have to stand and urinate in Mina Arafat. That's an insult to the Hajjis. Imagine the women are passing there, other men are looking, this guy is opening his fire brigade and firing there. And you say, khidmatul hujjaj sharafun lana, that to make khidmat of the hujjaj. Then I told him, second thing, you'll spend millions and billions, but go see your people's boards on Muzdalifa. We come there night time, you can't even see those boards. You know, it's an absolute shame. But this ibadat means nothing for them. Remember, the Saudi government, their aim is just to make money. Hajj is a money spender for them and is a money spender for the Americans and the enemies of Islam. You got your Hilton and you got this and that. So whose hotels are all this? Whose name are you branding and so forth? So they are getting a percentage out of it, intercontinental and all these type of things. So it's a money spender for them. And third, I said, there's so much intermingling and so forth there. These were my three complaints. I still remember it. I must be having it somewhere in my archives. So he was so happy, he shook my hand. So I got happy, maybe he'll do something. Absolutely nothing. It got worse. You must remember this. So that are the things. When does Ummah, don't bother about deen. For them, deen is just secondary. It's just by the way. The asal is to make money and use it, you must remember. That's the whole aim. So it's an indictment, but the truth has to be spoken, remember that. So people will not speak the truth. The imams of the haram today can't even speak against the jutla. So many things happen now in Jenin. So many things happen in Gaza in front of our eyes. We saw everything that's happening. Not one imam got the right to speak. Make dua also for Gaza or Palestine or nothing. Why? If they speak, they'll get locked up or they get suspended or they get fired and so forth. So why you don't do the honorable thing? Just resign. Shuraim couldn't stick it. He resigned. So this type of things there. إِذَا أَجَزْتُمْ أَنْ قَوْلِ الْحَقِّ فَلَا تَقُولُ الْبَاطِلِ. You see? And that's what they are guilty of now. So when you cannot speak the truth, don't go speak batil. Last week khutbah did Awad Abdullah Awad Juhani. Utter nonsense, rubbish he talked, you know. He said the Saudi government Hukumatu Rashida. Can you believe that? Any person who knows basic Arabic can tell you what the word he used. You understand? So that is the ummah today. Just carry on. You must remember this kind of things. So therefore, till you're not going to have the ulama to speak the truth and to waken up the slump, this ummah who's in slumber and sleeping, so things will not change. You need the ulama haqqani, the ulama rabbani. It's not sense only speaking about sahaba and tabi'in and our asatiza did this. What you doing, bhai? Allah is not going to question you about them. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ أَمَّا كَانُوا يَأْمَلُونَ. What you did, that is the question. So what is your legacy? So that is what we... So there, speak of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. One day I heard him, Shuraim, saying in the khutbah, وَقَالَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ قَدَّسَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ بِمْنُ تَيْمِيَّةِ قَدَّسَ اللَّهُ سِرَّهُ. I was very amazed he used that term, قَدَّسَ اللَّهُ سِرَّهُ. But Allah said we went many times, a lot of things like that, you know. So what I'm saying is this, that we must always look for the truth and speak the truth, and we don't have to curry favor with anybody. If the ulama can do that, we'll go a very long way, remember that. But who will do that? They have to look at the sponsor's face. They have to look at the government's face. They have to look at the rich people's face. So that is the problem today. Therefore, Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, go open Amirul Mu'minin. Sufyan Thawri, what he said? He said, "Ay al ulama, idha fasad al milhu, fasad al ta'am." Ayyuhal ulama, you are the milh, you are the salt. If the salt gets rotten, the food is rotten. So that is what we are seeing today. What a wonderful kitab it is, you must remember that. And today I gave them another sentence, you must remember the Suleiman Aesop, you know. They said that justice, people fight justice, but justice will always destroy them. See the jutlas, fighting justice, but justice is destroying them. Now they're fighting with one another, left, right and center, Israel imploding, you see. So that is, I told them, but they don't listen. Now they're seeing in front of their eyes. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah accept all the ibadat of the Hujjaj who perform Hajj sincerely and no gabgal business. So we make dua for such Hajis. Ameen. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to you, all listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. لو سهلا
مرحبا. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.